Welcome to Making Connections, our podcast series featuring interactive discussions with industry leaders on the current and future IT opportunities and challenges. My name is Nick Lazell, Customer Success Director at Telehouse Europe, your host for the show. Today, I have with me Curtis Lindqvist, the CEO of London Internet Exchange. Welcome, Curtis.
Thanks for having me.
A bit of background for our listeners. Lynx made Telehouse London Docklands its primary home more than 25 years ago, and since then has expanded its membership continuously, connecting over 900 members in over 80 countries around the globe. And thanks to this partnership, Telehouse customers can access peering with Lynx, directly exchanging traffic and avoiding bottlenecks for a smoother experience and service. In today's episode, we'll be tackling the problem of rising data volumes and what impact this is having on connectivity and infrastructure requirements. Organisations increasingly need a robust IT infrastructure that can handle the rapidly increasing data volumes and traffic. Our Race to the Connected Future research, in particular, found that growing data volumes are now a serious problem for a third of organisations, even more so in private healthcare, with nearly half saying it's a serious challenge. Also, data growth poses a number of problems around integrating disparate data types and sources and storing and preparing data for use with artificial intelligence or machine learning. But it's also posing bigger problems for organisations if they don't have the right IT infrastructure in place. It's been a challenge that's been growing for a while, but perhaps one that seems more prominent now. So, Curtis, from your perspective at Lynx, what do you think's driving this data growth?
So increasingly, we're seeing that data is the heart and brains of all business operations. We're seeing business models being constructed purely around data and AI and machine learning. And at the start of the pandemic, we saw this explosion in traffic usage and also the shift in timing of traffic usage. And now that we're gradually moving back to the office, this hasn't changed. We haven't seen the return to the pre-pandemic traffic. If anything, we're seeing just continued increase from this high level of traffic. And this is a complete shift in how organizations have to deal with these traffic volumes and build the infrastructure to support it. So today, an organization will have to deal with not just the growth of traffic inside their campus or enterprise network, but also in the traffic flow of supporting home workers or hybrid workers, traffic flows to the applications to support the hybrid workers that might be off-prem or in the cloud, to data storage sites. And this is completely new data flows and much higher volume data flows than organizations have been faced to deal with in the past. And it's just increasing the need for connectivity, and the types of connectivity is slightly different. And driven by this, we're starting to see how enterprises are discovering the interconnection market as a way to help them deal with these factors and provide them with security and latency and resilience and other factors that so long have driven other players into the interconnection market.
I would agree. So this interconnection market maybe is an opportunity, I guess, for the enterprise or the business around managing and handling the way that their data flows and the increasing volume of this data. And we also, I think you touched on cloud computing and 5G, see data increasing in volume and complexity around mobile data traffic, for example, and also those other technologies such as AI and IoT. And businesses are, I guess, are now harnessing data to improve their decision-making across every area. They're looking at finding new customers or increasing customer retention, improving the service that they deliver to businesses that they interact with or the customers that they deliver services to. And of course, predictability now or trying to predict what's coming up in terms of sales trends and things like that are very key. In summary, I guess that whatever business processes you can think of, it all needs data. It all needs data to flow. It's one of the reasons why we've seen such a demand increasing in for co-location at Telehouse. Our organizations or organizations generally need to process more data, and they need to process this data faster. Every day, I understand over 2.5 quintillion bytes of data is generated. That's a significant number, difficult to get your head around, but I'm sure also a significant portion of that traffic is flowing through your networks, Curtis. And organizations are having to manage more and more of this data, a trend which shows no sign of slowing down at all, and anytime soon. So hybrid and remote working models continue to be prevalent. So how do you think these increasing data volumes are impacting on organizations' infrastructure requirements?
So, this drives a lot of connectivity demand on the organizations, and this translates into demand in data centers like yours, Nick, like in Telehouse. And for the organizations to make the most of all this data they collect, and as I said, you know, even business models depending on this data and the processing of this data, it's no longer just enough to have the most advanced internal networks or applications, but it's actually about how you build infrastructure to make the most out of this and to optimize that infrastructure so that you can actually handle the storing of all this data and process it in a time that is adequate to provide a customer service or user experience or application or what this data supports. But also we're seeing, you know, there's 5G is coming along, providing increased mobility at a higher bandwidth. We're seeing edge computing that again changes how applications are delivered and is something that needs to be taken into account by organizations. And as I said, you need to have low latency to support all these use cases and businesses and business drivers. And organizations all need to come to grips with how to deal with this and these data volumes and build the infrastructure to support this and the actual end case, not just the data itself, but actually the application building on this or the use case.
Yes, as increased user demand and utilization and maturity of IoT and the adoption of 5G continues to grow, this connectivity and the location, choosing the right location for your data center to accommodate the infrastructure that drives and supports the flow of all of this data is becoming more crucial. I guess the problem, therefore, though, can be that many businesses are still reliant on inflexible or legacy on-premise infrastructure that may put them at risk from newer business entrants into the market, which may be starting their business from a cloud-native perspective. This is building their environments from scratch in the cloud or already having access to this kind of infrastructure and connected environment that supports their business. For these businesses to succeed, I think they need the ability to quickly ingest and process the data. And this is going to be dependent on having a connected, secure, flexible, resilient, but also scalable environment and the low latency infrastructure that you touched on. So in regard to low latency, this is obviously a key to be able to deliver the right user experience or the right customer experience or to support the application that the business is running on. But what about these connections? And how many of what type of connections should businesses be thinking about at the data center?
So what we're seeing is that enterprises and other organizations are discovering the connection landscape, if you want, and, you know, fabric-like links where they can actually access these entire ecosystems that will help them in integrating all these disparate data sources. They can extend their own network reach to partners. They can reduce latency for data delivery and compute. But they can also reduce cost and improve performance. And that's really the promise of the interconnection landscapes and ecosystems that delivers on this. And through these interconnection ecosystems, organizations can really find the right partners for the right problem and help them work together with them to help find solutions. And this really drives business IT maturity forward. And I think this is really going to be critical to the future success in this new environment.
I guess from that perspective, then, what role do you think colocation data centers can play in enabling this connected ecosystems and technologies?
Colocation data centers is really critical in this, and they are the homes to all of this interconnectedness, if that's a word. And what we're starting to see is that organizations are becoming dependent on these value constellations where not a single part might create the full value for either the organization or in their business proposition, but they combine together, they can create this value constellation that either creates value internally or as part of their own business offering. And this is achieved through the level of connectivity you can reach to colocation providers. And this is really the crucial part. A carrier-dense colocation data center can facilitate business interconnections with the cloud providers, ISPs, application providers, content delivery networks. And this is ultimately what really is going to help these organizations create new business opportunities and open doors to new markets, enable growth for them, and really deliver on this promise of data, right? And ultimately, it will also provide them with much more resilient and diverse infrastructure to help them remove single point of failures and weaknesses. And this is, you know, in the past, we saw a lot of organizations depend on a single outsource entity and their own data infrastructure in a closet. And that's the thing of the past, right? And we're building away from that into into this new world, a new promise, if you want, and away from this legacy, unsupported technology part.
And I can see clearly the value constellation, the ecosystem environment that's available at co-location facilities is absolutely critical in order to move forwards. But of course, I guess as businesses make more connections to each other or to third parties or take advantage of these ecosystems, these connected ecosystems, we can think that there may be more risk introduced. So I guess the challenge is how to take advantage of this increased connectivity without compromising any security or compliance. And co-location therefore becomes an attractive proposition and solution for many businesses, providing the extra capacity they need to expand, the opportunity to connect quickly and securely and directly to, amongst others, cloud providers and other business organizations. So thank you, Curtis, for your insights. I really appreciate you joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks, everyone, for listening to this second episode of Making Connections podcast. And I hope you'll be joining us for the next episode soon.